boys, no weapon against me shall prosper. Let me tell you what, real quick, God's got a sense of humor. He's got such a great sense of humor. And, you know, it says signs and wonders to follow. It doesn't mean, and I, you know, this is a big, big, big thing that people need to see. Because they're searching, they're looking for these things, looking, like, you know, instead of searching and seeking the Lord and going and drawing closer to God, you're getting distracted by things that aren't real. Because He will, man, come closer to Him, come closer, even closer. There's not enough closeness at times where it's like, oh, Lord, well, there is. Close to Him, but I just want to get closer. That's what I'm trying to say. But signs and wonders to follow. I know who my Heavenly Father is. I know where my salvation came from. That's only Jesus. That's only Jesus. Just Jesus. I have a shirt that says just Jesus. But you know, you don't need any confirmation, right? You don't need any, because you believe fully, you have faith, and you know. It's just like Pastor Danielle said, you know that you know that you know. When you find that person, you'll know that you know that you know. And with God, you know, I know that I know that love is a perfect love. And it's unfailable, unwavering, undeniable, and just amazing. I'm in awe more and more and more and more. Each day, by what He's already done, by what He continues to do. But what I'm getting at with the signs and wonders, that thing, you know, that really cool thing, but His sense of humor. I was in Hand Up yesterday, in Hand Up, and that is Ministry of Helps at our church at Champion Life that had on my heart a couple years ago, after losing things. I'm going to say it 1,000 times, called fire, and I got the good fire of the Holy Spirit, like Pastor Garrett said, fire of the Holy Spirit. If you don't know what that means, please, you have to, that's in your walk with God. He gave us the Holy Spirit as our comforter, intercessor, defender. Oh, and it's hot like fire in here now. But this is, you know, we were making backpacks, still are, for those in need. Not just, you know, I don't even like to say homeless. Like, yeah, everybody has a home. Just don't know it. Just don't see it. And you got to see it. You got to visualize it. And it is the unseen. It might not look right. And, you know, it might not look right in the natural. It's not at times where you're just like, oh, this, you know. But that is having faith and believing. But these backpacks and also clothes, really nice clothes and things that are essential. You know, you have that, right? You have that. Maybe you don't. Maybe you are in need. Come to me. Come to me at Champion Life. Come. Praise God. My friend Cindy just connected and met her about a month or so ago, and was able to pray over her and just pray some things out. And she has a report of no cancer. She is a survivor of breast cancer. But in other things, we're praying over her kidney, speaking to it, taking authority over anything that is trying to take authority over her that's not of God. But I'm going around in circles. Ooh, I need to wake up. But so, laugh. No, laugh. If I can make you laugh with a jug of coconut milk, okay. My job is done. No. Not a job. It's my pleasure to pray over people. I'm thanked all the time, and I appreciate it, but it's awesome. It's what He's done for me. It's too good not to share. So just remember that, what He's done for you. Are you sitting? And so anyways, pushing stuff out and welcoming anybody in need, anybody into our church, but reminding them they're loved, you know? The hopeless, the helpless, the homeless, the this, the that, the people without faith, only walking every day on the streets with doubt. They need to hear the word of God. So it's not a handout. It's a hand up. A handout would just be continuing doubt. We're doing a hand up to shout it out. But there was this man, Lee. He came in. It was actually when I started. That's what I'm saying. Like, I had it on my heart after losing all my things, all of my son's things, precious things to me. You know, but they're things. I have my soul. I escaped. God said, run. And I'm here. And it took a couple months for me to actually meet Jesus. And it took a couple months after that for me to go into the Word. And I'm still new. Call me baby in the Bible boot camp, whatever. My pacifier is out. But He is just so, so good. Lee came in and he felt all those things. Like he was just constantly falling, getting through addictions, walking the streets, not having what he needed. But we were able to provide, and be a blessing, to be a blessing. It's a blessing to be a blessing now. And he received that, but more than anything, the love of God through us in Christ. Tell him what he's really got, reminding him, sharing the word that is his to be had as well. Not just yours, not just mine. It's for all of us. So he was saved. He actually had some detox stuff that was happening at one of our crawfish outreach boils. Did I say that wrong? We're not outreaching for crawfish, but anyways. And he was prayed over and stuff, but I don't know, months after that, my sister Ellen called me or messaged me and said, my brother Lee has gone to heaven. And she said he had alcohol poisoning. Now, let me just tell you, when you're saved, like, don't allow anybody to tell you because you fell a little bit, again, fell back, that you fell totally away from God and your salvation is X'd out. No. But anyways, he actually had come to the Lord, and so he's up there, and praise God. And I joke, I tell my mom, I didn't have a belt for him, I didn't have a belt. And just joking, she said, Kristen, I'll never forget this, I'm crying, but joyful too, rejoicing in the Lord. She said, Kristen, you gave him a hand up. And that's all glory to God. Yesterday in hand up, I'm getting some stuff sorted out and in there actually speaking on video to speak, I'm led to. So it's like, do it. Obedience. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, maybe God's telling me at times, so figuring that out. But I'm looking through stuff and what do I see? And I really, my mom said she done had a belt. Maybe I brought them somewhere else, but I don't remember ever having a belt. So I see a belt, I start laughing because I literally was just speaking of Lee. And God doesn't want to stop there. The Holy Spirit was moving. I'm laughing, pure joy. And I'm like, God, you're hilarious. I go through the last bin and the last t-shirt on the bottom. Do you know what it said? L-E-E. Lee. So thank you, Lee. Thank you, Lee, for your presence. I know you're up there in your glorified body, but still, your name is spoken because you're a child of God. And you drew close to Him. Thank you, Lord. So think about that. Think about what you have right now. Stop thinking about what you don't have. And it doesn't matter what you're going through, what you've been through. Tomorrow's not promised, I promise you that. That's not to scare you, but trust me, I know it's not promised. Heaven on earth. And that would be, stuff like this. God just saying, keep on. Don't grow where you're weary and just, sorry, I need to go to work. I'm at work. But look at, what are you valuing in your life? And are you giving handouts? Are you sitting down with people and speaking His name? Have a great day.